Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Let's have a look at the main business stories. Jack Power in the Irish Times reports that the EU would have to scale back its ambitions for climate reforms and greater defence spending if it failed to address a competitiveness crisis in its economy, a new report has said. In an anticipated report, Mario Draghi, the former head of the European Central Bank, said finding funding to invest in the green transition, in defence and in growing the economy was now an existential challenge for the EU. And we'll be speaking a lot more about this later in the programme. Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that Pascal Donoghue is to receive Freedom of the City of London, an ancient British honour that has previously been bestowed to the likes of Nelson Mandela, Bill Gates and Stephen Fry. The Freedom of the City dates back to the 13th century and is conferred by the City of London, a historic local government district and the financial epicentre of London. And it is also the co-secretariat for dialogue between financial services practitioners in Ireland and the United Kingdom, which has taken on an increased significance since the UK left the EU. And renews.biz reports that Ireland has awarded contracts over 1,300 megawatts of large-scale renewable projects in its latest RESS auction. Solar developments totaling 960 megawatts were successful in the round, according to results published today by the transmission system operator Airgrid. The list of winners includes 105 megawatts Tulla Beg 2 scheme and a 100 megawatts Milltown project. A further 500 megawatts of PV projects were not chosen, with the average winning strike price at €104 per megawatt hour. A total of 374 megawatts of onshore wind was successful in the RES 4 auction. And Future Energy Ireland's 91.2 megawatt Carrigawan and 139 megawatt Castlebanny projects were among the winners. The average winning strike price was €90 megawatt per megawatt hour, and just 9 megawatts was unsuccessful. The results are subject to final approval by the Energy Minister, Eamon Ryan.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.